A wide variety of French food, art, and music will tempt visitors to the 29th annual St. Joan of Arc French Market this weekend. Recent renovations on the nearly 100-year-old building will also be unveiled. WFYI's Jill Dittmeyer spoke with committee member Greg Bedan about the event and asked him how a small Paris social turned into one of the most anticipated foodie festivals in the city.
It just evolved into this much bigger event. I believe a lot of people realized that, you know, the more and more people that were coming to this Paris social decided that, you know, it's a good idea that maybe we might think of this as a fundraiser for the church and for the overall parish.
Was it always French food focused?
Absolutely, because it's Saint Joan of Arc, the patron saint. And it's a great niche. You know, a lot of people have their rib fests and other kind of festivals that are food oriented, but no one thinks about French food. So, you know, this is just a great niche because food is our brand.
And even in years past when the weather has deterred the outside part, it seems like the food is always available indoors.
Absolutely. We last year was a tsunami, if you will, and the beer garden was open. We all got wet. But yeah, we moved all the food production and that kind of stuff into the gym.
And the favorite dishes will be back again this year, I'm assuming?
Oh, absolutely. My favorite is the crawfish etouffee, but there's the beef bourguignon as well. And we'll also have some American foods like ribs, you know.
But you also partner with Ivy Tech, their culinary school.
Absolutely. We have done that and Second Helpings and their adjunct professors, which are chefs. We're going to have 5 chefs again this year. They help us and they take over the kitchen and they come up with these great recipes as well, and it's also a learning opportunity for many of their students as well.
The church has been under renovation for quite a while, and it will be unveiled at
Absolutely.
The French Market.
Yes. The church was built in 1929, so it's 90 years old. The parish will be 100 years old in 2021. The church was really needing some big repair, and there was a fundraiser drive with parishioners. Also, we have a small grant through the Archdiocese. We raised almost $4 million, and sometimes we've been known as Joan of Arc, and so we're adding extra lighting so people can see. And also, when the church was originally built, there was supposed to be a terrazzo tile on the floor, but they ran out of money, and it never was installed. So after 90 years, it's finally going to get the terrazzo tile in the church. And they're going to be doing tours as well by one of Indianapolis's known architectural historians, Bill Selman. He's going to be conducting tours of the church.
Take the tour of the church and
Absolutely.
Also Mass in French.
Yes, the Mass is in French. And we have a French choir that comes in. All the music is in French. And there is a guide for people who cannot speak French, such as myself. So it helps you guide to the Mass. Then that's, of course, about an hour, and that's at 5:30. But prior to that, there will be tours as well.
The St. Joan of Arc Church French Market takes place this weekend on church grounds. Admission is free.